Meeting of Synod for weeks and even for months now, as the details are being made, and praying that all of you all would make it here safely, and that the business would be done, conducted in a godly manner, that the church would be built up, that God would be honored. We along with Paul give thanks to God and pray for you always.
For those of you from California or Wyoming, that wet stuff coming out of the sky, that's rain.
That would look.
Just in case you were wondering.
Welcome so much to the opening services for the 278th Synod of the Reformed Church in the United States. It's a particular joy to be here at Menno for this particular service, this particular year, as they celebrate their 150th anniversary. What a testimony to the goodness and graciousness of God that is, that heritage that this fellowship has.
Christianity is a way of life. It is more than a religion, more than a philosophy, more than an intellectual exercise. It is the calling out of sinners by the grace of God through faith in the substitutionary death of Jesus as our Savior, to live a life of praise to God, the Creator and Redeemer. In this salvation, God saves you from your sins in a real and personal way to bring you comfort. The Apostle Paul in the book of Philippians is concerned with your spiritual life, with how faith is integral to your life.
It's not about how many fish you catch. It's not about a speaker's winsome personality. We are called to advance the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ using His Word and guided by His Spirit. We aren't to promote our ministries and so far that we are all that, because we're not all that. It was Jesus who told the disciples where to cast the net on the right side of the boat, and they followed his instruction. They followed his word. You see, Jesus was showing them that he has sovereign control over their labor, over all things. I am the object of your faith. I am the object of your ministry. I am the object of your life. And without me, you will labor in vain.
The church shall